Rick Jones, the state senator from Grand Ledge, who's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Rick, how are you this morning?
Very good, Tony.
Thought of you yesterday when I saw this story. This was in the Williamston Enterprise, written by Ken Palmer. A new designer drug known as Drone may be the blame for sending two local people to the intensive care unit at Sparrow Hospital. Police and paramedics were called to the home on Georgia Street in Williamston about 10:30 p.m. on September 29th and found a 22-year-old man lying on the living room floor and an 18-year-old woman screaming, flailing her arms, knocking things down, according to the police report. The woman had wild, wide-open eyes and was looking in the air as if something was trying to get to her. The two victims were taken by ambulance to Sparrow and placed in intensive care. And, Rick, the man remained in intensive care for 5 days. So this is one of those drugs. It's a bath salt. You had a law that was supposed to address this, but apparently not everybody's heard about it.
Well, unfortunately, the bath salt-type drugs, by the way, we should mention to the listeners, it has nothing to do with bath salts. It simply looks like them, and so it got nicknamed that on the street, bath salts. These are illegal in the state of Michigan. The law has been signed in by the governor, and nobody can legally sell them. It's a felony.
From your experience, especially as a lawmaker, but now having tackled this via the legislature, are you hearing any other stories like this?
Well, the absolute worst thing we heard was up in the Upper Peninsula. Before it was banned, they actually had places start selling it. They would have people lined up in the street because there's just way too many foolish people out there that think this stuff is harmless until they end up in the hospital.
Do you think there's anything else that needs to be done beyond your legislation?
Yes, I do, absolutely. The problem is there are a lot of greedy chemists out there, scientists that alter synthetic chemicals so that they can get ahead of the law. And, for example, K2 was something that we outlawed. Well, then they came out with another product that was just a few molecules off. So what I'm doing is working with the director of D.C., director of community health, and we are trying to come up with legislation that will allow her, working with the state police crime lab, to ban things immediately. When they find out that people are ended up in a hospital, a very dangerous drug, to ban them immediately until the legislature has time to codify it into statute.
Rick, we on Friday had another legislator on, Senator John Gleason of Flushing, and to protest a situation. He spent the night at the Capitol. He was really upset that a anti-bullying amendment to the charter schools bill was omitted from that, and he believes that Republicans should support anti-bullying policy more. What's your take on this?
Well, I have the bill that he tried to attach to the charter school bill was my bill. And I very much support putting the anti-bullying law into effect in Michigan. What my bill does is simply says every school must have a bullying policy, and they must have public hearings with the school board so all the parents are alerted. And I think it's something that's a long time coming for Michigan. You know, we've only had now three states that don't have bullying policy law in effect. So it's going to happen. It's just, unfortunately, he was trying to attach it to another bill. The majority of the senators didn't think that was the correct process. They wanted the bill to be a standalone bill, and they shot it down. I did support him on that. I did vote for the amendment process there.
Well, what do you think that says for anyone who would not agree with supporting any amendments about bullying?
Well, again, this was a charter school bill, and, you know, they felt it should be a standalone bill, and when you're debating charter schools, they didn't want this to be sent over to the House as a sort of a double bill. They want it to be a standalone bill. I think that Leader Richardville will have a vote on my bill within the next 2 weeks. I haven't been given a date, but I have been urging my bill to be brought up right away.
Rick, do you think that Blue Cross Blue Shield should have their status taken away as a nonprofit?
Wow, we're really jumping topics today. I don't. Blue Cross Blue Shield is the insurance of last resort. When other insurance companies won't cover you, Blue Cross will. They have to. Blue Cross doesn't have any choice, and that's why they have a different designation as a nonprofit, non-tax entity.
All right, Rick, before we let you go, what are the hot new and newsy things that you're working on?
Well, probably the hottest thing right now would be the Taser bill. It has passed the Senate. It has been sent over to the House. I think this year we're going to be able to pass it all the way through, go to the governor. And what it says is if you can get a concealed pistol license to carry a gun, and if the law allows you to shoot a bullet to defend yourself, why not allow you to use electricity, use a taser? Because a taser is most of the time non-lethal.
You know, Rick, I'm surprised that tasers aren't carried by every law enforcement official in the state.
Well, unfortunately, occasionally it can cause death. Usually it's somebody with a heart full of cocaine, you know, somebody that's high on drugs, and the individual ends up dying. But remember, the way I have written the taser bill for a citizen is you can only use it if you could use a gun to defend your life or defend yourself from sexual assault. So that's how the taser would be used.
All right, Rick Jones, State Senator from Grand Ledge, sir. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay.